My dad is retired, and he likes to stay busy in his retirement. So he often comes around to his four children's houses, or in my case, rectory, and just stops by, sees if there's anything he can do to help. He always likes to do things, and I'm grateful for it. It's nice, and I always want to make sure that I thank my dad as he's leaving, and so I just say, Dad, thank you for helping me. You know, you made a load a lot lighter on me, whatever it was you helped me with, and almost always he'll say something like this afterwards. Well, you're welcome, son, but I really want to thank you that I was able to come help you. And so he's always just sort of doesn't want to take the thanks, but wants to thank me for doing that. He's able to come do work for me. And so I've questioned him on that a couple times, like, Dad, just take the thank you, okay? And what he says to me when I've pressed him on it like that is, he says, well, you know, son, you may never understand this, as you'll never have any children of your own, but it really means a lot for dads to go help out their kids. And so this really means a lot to me that I'm able to do this for you. And he's right, that I will never have any biological children of my own. But all of you are my spiritual children. You call me Father, not just because you know that's what you're supposed to do, but hopefully also because I treat you like my children in a very positive way. Not looking down on you, but in a way that shows I love you. I want what's best for you. I want to help you achieve your goals. I want you to succeed in life. Most particularly, that means I want to help you get to heaven. You are all the top priority in my life as your spiritual father. So everything I do, whether it be teaching, the sacraments, counseling, trying to beautify our churches, whether it be preaching things that maybe are difficult for you to hear, being with you when you're dying, grieving with you after you lose someone, being with you at great joys such as weddings or baptisms or any other personal accomplishments in your life, these are the things that I'm here for. I'm here for you. I'm not just an administrator of some parishes. I'm truly meant to be your father. And I want to give myself to you as a spiritual father. Why? You know, some people ask us young priests, like, do you ever regret it? Do you ever regret giving up wife and children of your own? Do you ever regret not going down a different path? And the answer, I don't even have to think about it, is no, never. I'm as happy as I possibly could be. I've never been happier as a priest. And the reason is not, I didn't become a priest to become like a bachelor, to have all this free time on my hands and have nobody at home to worry about. No, that would be a horrible life, actually. But I did this to serve. I did this because, first of all, Jesus called me to it. And he wants whatever is the deepest happiness that we could ever have in our life. He wants that for us. And he has placed that on my heart. And the priesthood was what he called me to. But secondly, because Jesus has called me to it, he calls me to serve each and every one of you. You guys are the most important thing in my life. And the most important thing that I do for you is the thing that's really not about me at all. Like, sometimes people say, well, Father, you know, we had a really good meeting with you. Thank you. And I try to thank God for the gifts that he's given me for counseling people and the gifts that he's given me to help people through difficult situations. Sometimes people will say, well, Father, you gave a wonderful homily today. And I try to thank them and then thank God, too, for the gift that he has given me to be able to preach at least something decent up here for you. But the thing that's more important than any of that, any of the stuff that like is my gifts and talents which God has given to me, the thing that's even more important than any of that are the sacraments. And tonight, I think, as we celebrate in a special way the institution of the priesthood, and the institution of the Eucharist, these two sacraments that cannot be separated from each other, it's really important to remember that Jesus chose men who really weren't that great. Jesus chose men who really weren't that smart. Jesus chose men who were sinners. Jesus chose men who would deny him. Jesus chose men who would flee from him at his greatest moment of need, his passion and death. And Jesus chose these men on purpose. Why? Two reasons. One, the other sacrament, the priesthood, the Eucharist. Because the Eucharist itself, as he commanded them to celebrate it on this night, the night he instituted it, do this in memory of me, he knew that with every Mass these men celebrated, if they gave themselves to it fully, they would be transformed. Their faults, their flaws, their sins would begin to diminish. Not because of anything great they're doing, but because of God himself transforming their lives through giving himself on this altar for them and for you. And the second reason that God chose men of great fault is to never confuse what happens up here. It's to never confuse that it's something the priest is doing, because it's not. It is Jesus Christ through the sacrament of holy orders that makes the bread and wine turn into the body and blood of Jesus. Little things that maybe you remember from catechism class, but maybe you don't. When the priest's hands go out over the gifts, and we ring the bells, or tonight you'll hear something different because the bells are to be silenced after the Gloria. When the hands go out over the gifts of the bread and wine and you hear those bells ring, that's to remind us that something important is happening. Not just that the priest can put his hands together, okay, but what's happening is the Holy Spirit is being called down upon the gifts of the bread and wine. And why through the hands? Again, ordination and Eucharist, they're connected. At priestly ordination, if you've never been to one, the hands of the priests are anointed with the holy chrism oil. The hands of the priests are the mechanisms through which Jesus Christ has chosen to perform sacraments. Just so, in the sacrament of reconciliation, when the hand comes up of the priest, God the Father of mercies, through the death and resurrection of his Son, it is through the hands of the priests that your sins are forgiven. Jesus works through the priests, and he chooses men on purpose that are not perfect. He chooses men on purpose that have faults. I have many. He chooses us on purpose to remind you that it is God working through him at this altar to give you the Eucharist, which transforms the priest and transforms all of you. This is why I am a priest and why I would never give it up. Jesus has given me, through his calling, the ability to give you himself, the ability to give you God. And there's nothing more important to me than giving you the Eucharist. Because we're not made for this world. We're made for heaven. And Jesus has told us that we must eat his flesh and drink his blood in order to have eternal life. And a sinner though I am, God has chosen me for this ministry. And he has given me all of you to watch over. Your souls have been entrusted to me as your pastor, as your spiritual father. And so even when I preach things that are maybe hard to hear, I say them because I love you. And your soul is the most important thing to me. So please pray for me. Pray for all priests. That we may worthily celebrate these mysteries. that can transform our hearts so that as you come up to worthily receive the Eucharist as well, they can transform your life too. I love you. You are my spiritual children. Please pray that I and all priests will be worthy spiritual fathers.